Reira. Ko pānala tēnei e mihi tonu atu nei mai te whalepāho o te hiko teika. Ko tāku manuhiri ki aringoa te waia ko tēnei ko hineani Melbourne ka kōrero anō maua mō ngā kaupapa e pāna ki te ngā aho whakaari. Nō reira ka pōwhiria mai tēnei o ngā kai kōrero ki uta. Nō reira e hineani e mihi anara.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou, whakarongo mai i tēnei ata tino a tāhua nei.
Ai, kia orara, tino kaha te mahana o te kāinga nei rungano i te kōrero e mengarara, e taurahere ngā kapua ko te ara hīkoinga o te maha o rātou e ko, ko huri tuara mai, e mihi tonu hotu tonu nei rā te manawa e kore wale wale kia rātou, engari tamanui te rā e kawe mai nei, e rā hou e kaupapa hou anō, engari ko tēnei e kaupapa a tawhito hoino ka whakaohongia kei taua kei hia e noho ana i tēnei wā tēnei kaupapa ngā aho whakaari. Nō reira e ko, kei a koe rā a taua kōrero.
Kia ora nō koutou. There's a lot going on in the old pāpaho at the moment. The Minister of Broadcasting, Chris Farfoy, has announced that he's going to join Radio New Zealand and TVNZ together into one public service entity. Now, we've got no idea what that's going to look like, and there hasn't been much clues, many, you know, hints about what it's actually going to be like. TVNZ is saying that it's business as usual, because they've got an election between now and when any decision is going to be made. So TVNZ is going to carry on as if they were still a state-owned enterprise tasked with making a profit. Meanwhile, Radio New Zealand has decided that they're going to shut down, trim down the concept, radio concept program that's broadcast throughout the country, and try and appeal more to youth. Of course, people are up in arms because, as we know, our young people are on so many devices that they're not listening to mainstream radio, so why would they suddenly switch if they change the music on the concert program and things like that? So it's a huge, there's a huge upheaval going on in the whole broadcasting arena, and it's quite, for our Māori constituents, people who are working in different fields from film to television to iwi radio stations, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen over the next, until the elections and then after the elections, because we've got no idea who's going to come into power. Well, it probably will be Labour, but what that government's going to look like, we don't know at this stage.
Ai, kia ora anora. I hear what you're saying, and absolutely. A lot of people said Labour hasn't done enough for the time it's been here. However, a lot of people need to remember National was in here for almost 9 years and it almost brought our country to its knees. So Labour, for what it's doing, it's done so much in such a short time. But as Tahe Mihenare said, ko tawhiti rawa anō tō tātou haere mai kia kore haere tonu, ko nui rawa anō ngā mahi ko mahia kia kore mahi tonungia. We have come too far not to do more, and we have done too much, you know, we have done too much not to go further. Absolutely, and as you're saying, that it will affect a lot of our Māori radio stations. However, since last year, we have been, they have been individualising us, and sitting with each station like Te Hiku, Tautoko, Ngāti Hine, not as a collective, but individually to see what their plan, how they feel, and all of that. But as for us here, we are very, very lucky. Our team here is so strong, very sharp. It's recited in days of old. However, it's vision looking ahead, even with Ngā Kiriata, you know, a small programs we are doing also, not only the stuff on the airways, we are actually doing quite well considering, you know, what the Māngai Pahu and other providers are actually working towards in collaboration of what they feel is going to be a better future for our airways and also our viewing stations. You know, so how that, as you've already stated, how that's going to look still remains to be seen.
That's right. And the other worrying thing, so I go to Wellington quite often because that's where all the decisions are made, usually over a cup of coffee in some cafe somewhere. But what I heard was that one of the plans on the table is that for Māori television and Te Māngai Pahu to be one. How that will work, I've got no idea. But another thing is that the new Māori television entity would be expected to also have regional outreaches, you know, like seven regional hubs. Again, how that work, and the understanding is that it would include iwi radio station. But this is all just kōrero. We've actually got nothing to go on except, you know, the words from Wellington, and as we all know, it just takes one election to change things. So it is. It's quite a unsettling period for our industry, and I'm actually quite proud though that you know, like Upoko Te Eka, yourselves, Tehuku Media, and Radio Ngāti Porou, they just keep going. Because their kaupapa isn't to please the government. Your kaupapa actually is to feed your own people. It's just inspiring to watch your organisations just carrying on. And yes, the government will try and divide us all, Whakaruruho, for example, and Ngā'ahu Whakaari. But luckily, we do understand that there is power in unity, and we just can't let them do it, basically. And we just have to make sure that we've got a unified voice. We can disagree on certain points, but our main kaupapa, again, is to get our people's voices out there so that they can hear, so that we can hear ourselves.
Aye, kia ora. And lastly, but not least, they reckon this 5G is going to make things so much faster, so much better, you know, and more beneficial. Now, that is 5G. We go back less than one generation, approximately 20 years, that what happened when the plastic was introduced. Plastic, fantastic. It's everything, you know. It's the answer to all the shoppers' prayers, home care, and all of that. However, in less than one generation, that plastic has almost brought Papa Tuanuku to its knees. Now, we've got 5G right in front of us in some places, have starting to be introduced. What do you think about 5G as a way forward for the future, Eko?
It will open up even more accessibility. But with accessibility, of course, it means that we as Māori have become smaller and smaller in the big scheme of things, because our people will be able to, especially our young people, will be able to go anywhere in the world to download their sounds, their stories, and so forth. But the good thing though is that we've got this strong core at our kura kaupapa, at our kapahaka, that and our children are actually our mokupuna and tamariki are quite passionate about te ao Māori and kaupapa Māori.
Aye, kia ora. I respect and hold that to heart. In saying that, you know, even so, my dad's an Irishman, but because te reo Māori o taku whaia are so strong, that is our family's first language. However, in saying that, Tauwi, we have introduced with Māori's own hand te tauda whiri, and that being pushed so far into our economy, into our homes, into our children by way of teaching. If the tauda whiri is going to keep going the way it is, how is our tikanga and Kōrero Māori Tūturu, how is it going to survive if it's got that tauriwhiri with technology on its side?
Yes, yes. Well, that's the big question. I wish I had an answer. On a plus side, though, for in terms of Te Ao Pāpāho, we've got the Oscars today, and there are three Māori and finalists in the Oscars, Taika Waititi, Tana Wahine, Chelsea Winstanley, and Ra Vincent, who is a designer. And, you know, that is just amazing. And we, you know, who would have ever thought that there would be three Māori finalists in the Oscars in the USA?
Ai, kia ora rā. E mihi ana o no reira e ko e hāri ana e whakautu mai koe tō waia. Aha, koa poto te wā pāpā ngātura. Ko reri ke koe, you were born ready with this kaupapa ready to go, even so it was on short notice. Nā reira, nā reira e hine ke ia koe rā e ko a taua mihi mutunga.
Oh, kia ora. Men noho mahana koutou katoa i roto i o maha kāinga, o te tai tokerau, tēnei te mihi nunui kia koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora ko, kia paira, te roa ngā ke o tō rā, mihi ki te rangatira, Māori ora rā.
Māori ora.
Kia ora. Ai, kia koutou whakarongo maira ki tērā reo, hoa tino tino ātāhua, pau nei rā te kaha ko tērā, ko Hine Ani Melbourne. Me ngā kōrero e rongo ke koutou e pāpāna ki ngā aho whakāri ko tērā noiho te tahi. Kei konei katoa te whakaruruhau ko wera ngā kai tohutohu kai kōrero e pāpāna ki ngā Teihana Pākeha me o tātou Teihana Pāpāho Māori hoki. Anō ko pāno e mihi atu nei mai te whare pāho te hiku o te ika. Anō kia koutou Māori ora rā.